We guide you from start to finish to ensure a smooth transaction.
From market analysis, professional photography, helping negotiate the best deal for you, and so much more, we've got you covered. So if you're ready to list, give me, Eddie Bader, a call at 334-322-0662.
And me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358. And let us show you why our clients say we turn stressful into successful.
This season, the Masked Singer has gone next level with shocking reveals.
Kevin Hart! Disco!
Corey Feldman!
And Fox Wednesday, we're only one episode away from the blockbuster finale.
I don't want it to end.
There's only one way to get to the top.
A monstrous three-way battle royale.
That's how you do the semifinals.
It's a special two-hour Masked Singer event.
Wednesday on Fox 20.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is seeking to rally the spirits of glum Ukrainians facing a fierce new Russian offensive, assuring them that they are not alone and that billions of dollars in American military aid on its way to the country would make a real difference on the battlefield. On an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Blinken told Ukrainian leaders that despite a months-long delay in U.S. assistance that left them vulnerable to renewed Russian military strikes, more weaponry is coming and some has already arrived. The Florida Highway Patrol says a bus carrying farm workers in Central Florida has overturned, killing 8 people and injuring another 40 passengers. Authorities say the bus was transporting 53 farm workers early Tuesday morning when it collided with a truck. On Wall Street, the Dow by 126 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact is going to be or excuse me, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man.
We choose truth over facts.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black. We gotta, we gotta reassure, look, my message to everybody I talk to is,
why are you getting nervous, man?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
I mean, this idea of, you know, slow joke. I shouldn't laugh about it.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Anyway.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. Speaking of Joe, Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan turned down an offer to visit the White House after winning the Kentucky Derby, saying, "If I wanted to see a horse's ass, I would have finished second."
Abbedee, 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 abbedee. That's all, folks.
mattresses, Mystic Dan. Have we accomplished anything today?
No.
I don't think we have. But
the time has flown.
Woo. I'll tell you, we've had a lot of fun totally avoiding the news. That's the way to do it.
Yep. That's what this show is all about. Let's just ignore reality and let's just have some fun for a few hours before we have to go back to reality again.
Oh, Stanford is hyping bird flu as the next pandemic.
Well, whoop-de-doo.
I just, they are so desperate to stop Donald Trump. And you know what? The harder they try to stop him, the bigger he gets, the wider his margin is.
Yep.
And who do they really think Gavin Newsom's going to come out of the, nobody likes what's going on in California and the rest of the country.
Well, somebody brought up the fact that back in 2008? 2008, he came up with the 10-year plan to end homelessness. How did that turn out?
Yeah.
Genius. I hear spots on the air for something called Cover Alabama. Why do we need that? I thought Obamacare was going to cover Alabama and everybody else that didn't have insurance. And we couldn't get the people we elected to get rid of it to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't accomplished. It's driven up health care costs. Make things 10 times as confusing. Get the fork out with government involvement in any of this.
They destroyed the existing system in order to get their own system in, instead of just fixing the little bits that needed to be fixed, and caused everybody problems. So, and my parents in particular, one of the things that came about because of that, they had a lot of their doctors retire. Because the doctor's like, we're not messing with this.
Yeah,
we're
getting out of here. Wanted nothing to do with it. And many doctors have now put their practices in the charge of people who technically buy out the practice. The doctors become their own employees, and they don't have to deal with any of that government crap. Mm-hmm. It's all done for them, and they can focus on providing health care. It's just... Biden in denial. Doesn't believe poll numbers. Good. Keep at it, Joe. CNN political analyst gives Biden bad news. MSLSD panel admits concern about Alvin Bragg's lack of evidence.
Well, no.
Since when was evidence required to charge Donald Trump with anything? There's no evidence of anything.
There's a lot of people on CNN and MSNBC, the other people other than Fox, who are talking about the fact that there's nothing there. There's nothing there. He's trying to come up with some sort of something that maybe he did something wrong, then we're going to try to maybe get him.
But that's not how justice is. We know that.
No,
it's not supposed
it's not.
To work. There's got to be evidence, enough evidence to charge for the crime and convict.
It's all about inconveniencing Trump, making sure he doesn't get on the campaign trail.
Because when he does have time to himself, he goes to New Jersey and 100,000 people come out to say, we want you.
Yeah.
In a blue state.
You know what he did? He did something classy. He had the plane fly over the venue. As he was flying in and did a little waggle, and people went nuts.
I'll bet they did. Oh, cool. Trump right now is enjoying a 9-point lead in Georgia.
Wow.
6 points in Arizona. 13 in Nevada.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's narrower in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and he's behind. Trump is 1 percentage point in Michigan. But... those numbers, they've got to get bigger because we have to get beyond the margin of cheat. You know, it used to be the margin of error. Now it's the margin of cheat.
Yeah.
But I got to believe, even with the kind of effort they put out in 2020 and all the stupid COVID rules and mail-in ballots, the best they could do is maybe 3%.
Yeah. I think one of the things that may happen and may be a factor in this is that people who voted for Joe Biden in 2020... and they're very angry at him and tired of him, they're just not going to vote. They're not going to vote. They don't want to vote for Trump.
Good. But let Trump win and enjoy a better life. Enjoy the end of inflation. Enjoy a little prosperity if you have the self-esteem to tolerate it. I think that's a problem, too.
Yeah. Well, all this economic problem is affecting everyone.
Yeah.
The common man.
News that came out today in terms of inflation. We're going to talk with Brad McDonald here in just a minute.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm going to explore Jack Ingram's select used cars.
Oh, cool.
The Ingram family, one of the last great family automobile dealers in Alabama, and one of the greats, if you look at a national picture, they're as good as anybody. And it's because they do great by their customers, one being me. Eight times and eight vehicles that have never disappointed beyond regular maintenance. I did buy tires for one because they had 40,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be replaced. I'm not talking about that. No mysterious, weird engine defects and other expensive repairs. Nothing. Not a dime. Not a dime in eight purchases for anything above and beyond regular maintenance on the vehicle. Because Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is where quality meets affordability.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really, I mean, they've always been great at vetting vehicles. They don't want to resell somebody else's troubles, but they're more committed than ever. And they backed up their products with certified warranties backed by Nissan Certified Select Program. They offer, and the certified technicians there have to pass that engine at 84 different parts under the hood to make sure it still works at factory standards. They also offer roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty so you can drive with confidence, and that includes rental car reimbursement. So they're very sure about these vehicles. You just need to be very sure about which one works for you. Cars from 10,000 on up, all their under 10,000 vehicles have been sold, but there'll be more. And with 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. So get in there, get what you want, and enjoy something you will love to drive from Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Visit them online. The entire Ingram family of great products, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi at jackingram.com. Brant McDonald joins us at the end of this break to talk about the inflation numbers out this morning.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
I like what I like and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers hasn't ended yet, but maybe a few leftover showers through the evening hours tonight in spots. Otherwise, low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise. Lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s. Even Thursday, I think we're dry during the daytime hours with a high around 86. But showers and thunderstorms returning to the forecast Thursday night into Friday. Locally heavy rainfall totals and maybe a few leftover showers over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we present Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos.
I am Jeff Bezos. It is college commencement season, and new graduates seek entry-level career opportunities in lieu of sitting at a folding table with a plate of cookies at a campus job fair. I'd like to promote Amazon as a prospective employer. It matters not if you hold a degree in art history, as long as you can hold your bladder for 12 hours. A warehouse job awaits. Did you study fashion merchandising for 4 years? Well, you can get a foot in the door by driving door-to-door as an Amazon delivery driver. Bachelor of Arts in Radio and Television Broadcasting? Well, there are plenty of openings to tape shows on Prime. Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. I mean to say, tape boxes together on the assembly line. Religious studies major? Well, after 15 straight hours on the loading dock, you'll be praying to go back to school and get a software engineering degree.
Themselves silly. At 5:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM, as we get ready to join the one, the only, the man we call Mr. Right on the Money, Brad McDonald. From... You're almost done.
They're not laughing at us, they're laughing with us.
Yes. As Brad joins us live. Brad?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a lot of laughing in there, man. Yeah.
Well, Jeff Bezos, he's got a lot of money. He can laugh. He can afford it.
that's very true.
So I thought of you this morning when I saw the estimated PPI number was 0.2, but it came in at 0.5, which, unless my math is wrong, is 150% higher than they expected. But the market didn't seem to react much. Was this one of those situations where it's been baked in? They were expecting it? I'd love your take.
Yeah, no, not really. I think producer price is obviously a very, very important number, and certainly it garners a lot of attention, right? I mean, it does. First of all, let's get that out of the way. You're exactly right. It was a blistering red-hot number. I mean, a 0.5% increase coming on the heels of a March report not too long ago where it was very, very soft. And really, even before that, we were on a trajectory that had the overall sort of trailing 12-month producer price rate, inflation rate, at below 2%. Mm-hmm. But that was going on even while we were still in the threes, mid 3.5s on CPI, which is the consumer number. The problem, this is a real problem for the Fed, because the biggest part of this increase was services, the services index. Surprisingly, the goods part of it, meaning actual stuff, right? Not just, mm-hmm. you know, manufactured goods. That was up a little bit better than expected as well. So this is a problem for the Fed, because now we're clearly above a 2% rate on a trailing 12-month basis. And as a matter of fact, it puts us at a 2.3% run rate for the producer price. Here's the problem. In the last 3 months alone, the headline number as well as the core in the last 3 months has accelerated to a 3.5% clip. So it is absolutely beginning to pick up, no question about that. And tomorrow we're going to get the consumer price report, index report. Most economists who've been polled on this are expecting a number of around 3.4%, 3.5% on the core. That's going to be the big, big number. That's the one the market, you know, obviously cares about the most, way more than producer price. And if it comes in a little bit hot, which there's a chance it could, now there really is, that's going to be a major problem for the stock market and the bond market. Because remember, yes, stocks do react to these numbers, but what they're really reacting to are bond yields. It's the bond market, and we don't talk about this enough on the show, but it's the U.S. bond market that is what reacts most violently to these numbers. And then the stock market takes its cue from bond yields. So we'll see how this shakes out in the morning. Had hoped we could call in today at 8:30. I had an early morning meeting. It ran long. I couldn't break loose. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to move heaven and earth to be on the show with you at 8:30 to give a quick summary view of what the number came in at tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to take a much deeper dive and really break it down in a lot more detail than what we're able to do in the morning. But, yeah, so not much. The market today, not much really happened at all, if you think about it. Yesterday was the same way. Tomorrow, much different story.
All right, yeah. Tomorrow's number is the consumer price increase, right?
That's right. It's okay. The consumer price index. That I will remind you is the first report ever that doesn't include coffee.
Yeah.
Now we
because nobody uses that.
Play the laughing thing again.
Coffee is just so yesterday. Oh God! They just keep playing with this stuff, man, to manipulate it, to get to say something that will politically favor this administration, and it's really sickening.
It is tiresome. There's no doubt. And believe me, it's not just, listen, this isn't just people like you and me talking about. There are some very, very well-paid, very sophisticated folks in Washington and particularly in New York, many, many Democrats who are really scratching their head at some of the stuff that's been going on with some of these government numbers.
Right.
No one's really brave enough to step up and say something that sounds very conspiratorial.
Yeah.
But man, it is, it really is a head scratcher. You know, just like those jobless claims numbers, they keep coming out week after week after week in this same tight range. It's almost like it's controlled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. It's a weird deal. Very weird. And all the revisions we keep talking about, everyone's seeing these patterns. So, anyway, we'll see what happens with CPI in the morning. We'll be right there with you at the 8:30 time slot.
Yes. Appreciate it, Brant.
Thank you, Brant.
All right, Joe. Have a great evening.
You too.
Take care, man.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You know, I think at some point, the Trump folks have to do what Ronald Reagan did in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And if you're not, then you need to listen to my plan.
Yeah. And it seems like this whole Biden administration has been the emperor has no clothes.
It is.
They want you to say, oh, look, what you see is not what you see. It's something different.
Yeah. You exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you work in that world. That's a perfect metaphor because that's exactly what this is. Trying to sell us and convince us we shouldn't have to be sold anything. It's what we're experiencing. And sadly, there's a lot of people that can't bring themselves to say, well, I wasted my vote. I made a mistake, you know, in the last election. Yeah. Maybe they'll change it this time. Maybe they'll wake up and clear the emotions.
But they've seen the light, you know.
I do not want to.
It's after 4 years of this, people are sick of it.
We hope
sick of it.
But the one thing, let me just say this, and we'll get to the traffic dungeon. The one thing that people need to be understanding is with the emotions out of it, just stick to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the realities. This whole hate. I mean, I never liked Donald Trump. I never watched his TV shows. I respected him because I saw what he and Rudy Giuliani did to transform New York.
Yes,
and turn it from a panhandling pothole into the glamour, the New York that you would envision as the best city in the world. Mm-hmm. I saw it happen, and now it's bad. And to think the mayor of that city consults the mayor of this one. Wow. So anyway, not to throw a damper on anybody.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the flood?
But the point I was going to make, above and beyond the economic stuff that we all experience on a daily basis, I wish people would really focus on the freedoms they're losing or potentially going to lose. How they want to tell you what you can do. In every
and when
facet
you can
of
do
your
it,
life, and when
and
you
what
can
to
do
buy,
it.
And where to go, and
they want to control the thermostat in your house under the bogus climate change garbage and all the rest of it.
Well, I firmly believe all that rigmarole that went on during COVID was their test
it
to see, okay, how
was.
Much will they let us do?
You are 100%. Isn't that right, Daffy Duck?
You're absolutely correct.
You can't go to a better source for validation than that, Thespian.
Amen.
I think we're going to hear from Jacqueline this afternoon.
Jacqueline!
Let's see.
That'd be good.
Oh, but I did get a note that Briscoe finished his dinner.
Yay!
Mr. Gubb, look at him. Mr. Shing. Mr. Gubb.
Does he sit by the window and wait for you to come home?
Well, I'm on my bike because he likes to bark at me.
He's encouraging you. Go, Dad, go!
I think I was an invader.
Go.
When I'm, if I walk up the driveway, nothing. if I'm on the bike, he goes crazy. I don't know what it is about. There are
it's
got to
be the bike. He didn't like the bike.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing to my dad?
525, what are we doing on the roads?
Well, we've got an overturned vehicle. This is going to be on Bell Road at Thatch. That's a few blocks up from Vaughn Road if you're headed over to Atlanta Highway. Overturned vehicle with possible injuries. Please use caution. Everywhere else, very busy on the interstates, the boulevards, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, all giving us busy conditions. No other major problems to tell you about at the moment, so buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Epicure and Jack's Tavern, a family-owned and operated treasure, invites you to break the chains and eat local. With decades of tradition, they bring you meals prepared with locally sourced ingredients. Because here, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family.
Experience the best house-aged and hand-cut steaks in the area at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Each steak is a masterpiece, aged and cut in-house to ensure the highest quality. Join them for a steak that will elevate your dining experience.
Hey Biscuits fans, at Riverwalk Stadium, group outings have never been easier. Groups of 20 or more will receive discounts off single game ticket prices and are guaranteed to sit together, whether it's a block of seats or one of our fabulous hospitality areas. Also, be sure to get your group recognized with a scoreboard graphic and a PA announcement. At Riverwalk Stadium, group outings are just butter. Call us today at 323-BALL or visit BiscuitsBaseball.com to book your group outing today.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, everybody's taking that Ozempic and getting skinnier than a gnat's wing. But y'all, it's got some real jacked up side effects. And now they're saying it makes your tatas deflate. I mean, it's bad enough it makes your skin so saggy that my tramp stamp is now my crack stamp. But I'll tell you what, I did not hitchhike all the way to Tijuana to get my boobs done just for this Ozempic crap to shrivel them up. Personally, I'd take being thick and stacked over having my tatas look like two droopy tube socks with tennis balls in them any old day. Okay, y'all. I gotta go. I'm gonna go burn my calories the old-fashioned way by smoking a pack and mowing the lawn.
That is a thing. We had Menthol Meredith comment on it this week. This last week we saw a story that showed, I guess it'll make you lose weight.
Yeah,
but you don't want to lose muscle tone. And a lot of people that are losing a lot of weight with Ozempic and Mounjaro, they're getting this sunken cheek look.
That's not good.
No.
You really need to have some sort of exercise regimen with it. It also does things to your brain, too. I mean,
I gotta wonder.
I know people that have talked about having just crazy dreams with Ozempic.
The breast issue is legit.
You're losing fatty tissue, and a lot of fatty tissue.
And the muscle that supports it. So what's happening is, and this is, you know, you can look this up online if you want, if you don't believe me, but they're happy with the weight loss, but it's making their once magnificent boobs look like Menthol Merit tube socks with tennis balls.
Yeah.
That's
a vivid image.
Yeah, one that I cannot wash out of my mouth or brain at the moment.
Well, another thing they say, too, is that it's hard to get off of Ozempic. If you get to the point where you think, okay, I've got my weight loss, it is very difficult to get off of it. And once you do get off of it, you gain some of that weight back.
Well, that's why I'm glad. You know, my doctor was ready to give me Mounjaro, and it did not work out. It was too expensive.
Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't, because I did the cryo thing with infusion last October, and I think I'm down 43, 44 pounds, somewhere in that neighborhood.
But you're also exercising a lot. You're burning calories.
And I've changed my eating. I will indulge something once in a while. Like today, I walked into a store today, and right there at the front of the store was this big case with Cozy Shack rice pudding.
Oh, yay.
I love rice pudding.
Yeah. Mm.
And I actually reached, and I said, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the Cozy Shack rice pudding.
Yeah.
Because if I open that container,
you're going to keep eating.
I'm going to eat all of it. Mm-hmm. I will not stop.
Mm-hmm.
So, I felt good about that.
That's good.
I didn't feel deprived. I had a cookie the other day.
Free will.
You know, I like the car hop thing they have at Chappie's.
Mm-hmm.
Just pull into one of the car hop and somebody comes out.
That's cool.
And I just wanted to talk on the phone and have a ice cold fountain soda, which is some people like to go out and have a cold beer. For me, it's Diet Coke and a Styro with ice. You know?
Yeah. Do they have the good ice there, the little boulders?
They have the best ice there, yes. And I said, if you have a white chocolate macadamia nut cookie, I will take one of those. And she came out with one, and it was small.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I ate it in little bits. I got the radio taste out of my mouth.
Good. Good.
Yeah. And my lips were kissably soft again.
And I bet your wife was like, ooh, you taste like white macadamia nut. Come kiss me.
Who doesn't want to kiss somebody that's got white chocolate macadamia nut on their breath? Well, I probably didn't put that well, but I think you'll catch my drift. We've got Blue Water News coming up after traffic, and then I believe Jake Cohen's going to be joining us.
Well, we've got several minor accidents around the area. Most of them aren't causing any problem. If you're on Bell Road, please use caution near Thatch. That's Bell and Thatch. That's a few blocks up from Vaughn Road if you're headed over to Atlanta Highway. Please use caution. Overturned vehicle there. Possible injuries. They're working that one. I-65 and 85 loaded up right now. Very busy all over the area, including Taylor Road, the Boulevards, 231 to Wetumpka. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on accidents when they happen. Shopping is best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jade.
We're here. I'm just incompetent.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The price of liquor may be going up in some Alabama counties. On Monday, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill that matches the state sales tax on liquor sold at Alabama ABC stores with the tax rate in the county and municipality where the ABC store is located. Liquor sold at ABC stores is currently taxed at 2%. The new law goes into effect in November. Employees at Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, Alabama began voting Monday on whether to organize a union under the United Auto Workers. Voting ends Friday in the high-stakes election that comes as the UAW is trying to crack union resistance in the Deep South. The Equal Justice Initiative have announced 34 winners of the Montgomery Public Schools Legacy Scholarship. The scholarship, which awards $10,000 to each recipient, is awarded to graduating seniors from each of 9 different Montgomery Public High Schools. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing.
call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings Buildings on Facebook.
It's time again, folks. Saturday, May 18th, 10 till 5, Don Sawyer's Downtown Artists will be all over downtown Wetumpka showing and selling their world-class art, art objects, and culinary delights. This show with 57 artists is one of the largest ever in this area, and the Downtown Artists is a major reason that Wetumpka is fast becoming a cultural arts center. Join us Saturday, May 18th, 10 till 5 in downtown Wetumpka for Don Sawyer's Downtown Artists. See Don at his Sawyer Art Studio on Company Street for more information. Wetumpka rocks.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Plus, get your application fee waived through May 31st. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers hasn't ended yet, but maybe a few leftover showers through the evening hours tonight in spots. Otherwise, low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise. Lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s. Even Thursday, I think we're dry during the daytime hours with a high around 86. But showers and thunderstorms returning to the forecast Thursday night into Friday. Locally heavy rainfall totals and maybe a few leftover showers over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To stay in debt now.
for a rare cleanup on Happy Hour, as I have, every once in a while, you can ask Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this debris field I create here every day.
The pile.
At the end of the show, I just want to gather everything up, go home, because I'll sort it at the house, which I never do. Yeah, it's in the car. Happens. The bag just looks too heavy to carry into the house from the car, so I leave it. You know, it sits there. Yeah. I bring it in the next day, and I'll come in early tomorrow morning, and I'll sort it then. It only take 15, 20 minutes.
But do you?
No, it just keeps metastasizing and getting bigger. They could make a movie. The pile of show prep that killed Greg Budell.
It's like bunny rabbits. They keep multiplying and multiplying.
Yeah.
What's up, Doc?
I love having you and all of your personalities here today, by the way.
That's right.
Oh, here it is. The story we talked about earlier about Menthol Meredith, Ozempic breasts.
Wow.
Doctors say the sagging is more common because if somebody loses weight, fat tissue in the breast also diminishes, making them smaller. But experts are also surprised to hear that some women have their chest grow in size. Hormonal fluctuations in the body can cause temporary breast swelling or tenderness. Also possible, it's an optical illusion. As people become skinnier, the breast appears bigger. But that's not what this is. It's the tissue, the weight that's coming off is changing the shape. And a lot of women are upset about this. So it's a thing.
That's usually the first place that a woman loses weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the weird part about it is that those drugs, Ozempic and
Mounjaro.
Mounjaro. They're semaglutides. They were meant specifically to help treat diabetes. And you got people out there who are taking it, and they don't have diabetes, so it's going to have some odd effects on their chemistry because they're taking it for reasons other than what it was originally intended.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like Viagra. Was not originally created for the issue it's often prescribed for now.
Yeah.
It's something to do with the heart, but there's this interesting side effect that happens with this medication.
Uh-huh. And you know what? You know, that's serendipity right there. And a lot of men are very grateful for it.
And here's a call.
I'm glad you didn't say
that. When you hear
that
kind of a pause, you know I was going to say something, and just as the words were crawling out to the tip of my tongue, that wall of my brain came down and said, don't.
Yeah, I saw the look on your face and realized, uh-oh, it's about to happen.
You can see that. You watched the process.
Yes. Where's Rosie's eyes got really big?
Here's Clint Jr.
Hi, how you doing?
Wow. How are you?
That chest loss is not just an Ozempic thing. You remember the 90s when the Fen was out?
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom lost 200 pounds on that Fen. It was a miracle drug. She was so happy, but her chest was the first thing that she did lose.
Yeah.
But she got a boob job after that, and she was set.
Well, good. Good, but wow, 200 pounds?
I'm sure she'll be happy that you shared that, Clint Jr.
I have no names.
No, there's anonymity here.
But y'all have a good one.
All right.
It's good to have information like that because, you know, maybe somebody out there struggling with it going, you know, what's going wrong
with
me?
What was the issue with that stuff? Was it addictive or something, or was it causing people to behave oddly?
I think so. It was the odd behavior. It was, again, one of those things messing with people's minds.
And they ended up, I think they stopped baking it.
Yeah, I think it was like it causing people to have depression and want to be suicidal. I think that was the issue.
I got to tell you, making some modifications. Look, I got home for the morning show. I'm always hungry, and that's the problem. I eat a burger, maybe a side, and then I go to sleep for a nap.
Do you think it was stress, maybe, more than anything else?
No,
He doesn't usually eat before he goes on the air. So
no, I don't.
He's up.
I cook breakfast for everybody else. By the way, we got to get that steak over the 200 mark today, or Rich Thomas will refuse to come in tomorrow.
Yeah, was that the filet mignon?
Yes.
Oh.
That was a petite filet from Food Outlet.
It looks so good.
It was
it
so good.
It looks so good.
You could slice that with your two index fingers. It's that
goodness.
Dinner. All right, we're up to 193, so let's get...
Come on, get over the hump. We just need seven more. Seven more.
All right. That's it. I need this by six, or I'm canceling David Ernest. I'm kidding. But we got to get the Rich Thomas Breakfast Special up past 200 likes. That's all we need from you. We won't ask anything until it's tomorrow, and then we'll ask you to come.
That's okay, too?
Please.
Not to say anything, just a like or a reaction of some kind.
Yeah, just one touch with your finger.
That's and I want to see this change. Go to my Facebook page, look for the steak and the eggs and the tomato and the artisanal toast, all of that purchased at Food Outlet, by the way. You are really a fool to not shop there and take advantage of the meat department and the prices. That filet, you could serve that. I would put that on any plate in any restaurant. I don't care how fancy or what. And nobody would question the quality. It's that good.
Yep.
So, and by the way, just like Jack Ingram, I bought 8 cars there. Food Outlet, I am now in my 11th year as a Food Outlet shopper. I don't know how much the annual total is. It's, you know, obviously thousands of dollars. But
yeah.
It's funny. I was
every little bit counts.
I was in. Sometimes I have to stop at a competing store for one item that's close to the house.
Do you have a Facebook page?
But when I'm in there, I reconnaissance shop. But sometimes when I come out, somebody will say, "I thought you were a Food Outlet shopper." Okay. Well, I am. Come here. Let me show you something. So I take them to the car, open up the tailgate where I keep my receipt from the previous Sunday's shopping, just in case. See, I was there. There's a $179 total. Expenditure. So I do shop there, but I, out of convenience, had to come here.
But then you get to say, hey, well, look how much it, you know how much it is at this store. Look how much it was at Food Outlet. See, it's a whole lot less.
I see that all the time.
It's a whole lot less.
Yeah, I see that all
the time. But see, that's the thing. People don't do that. They don't think about the fact that you should comparison shop. You should double check.
With groceries, you got to buy those every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, just on an inflation basis alone, Food Outlet's pricing is cost plus 10.
Yeah.
Let us. It was $2.45 a head.
Wow.
Joel does not have a Facebook page, but he is giving you a like on the page.
Oh.
So okay. If you can put a like on your page or somebody else can.
I don't know.
I can go back in and put a like.
It's possible that so many people to celebrate Rich Thomas rallied and got to their Facebook page where
oh, 212.
Holy cow, we did it.
Wow, that was quick.
All right.
Because it was 197 and now it's at 212. Holy cow.
Text Rich Thomas.
He'll be excited. Uncle Chichi.
Text Rich Thomas. Siri, give me that echo crap. Get out of here. It's cheap phone. Siri, text Rich Thomas.
Craig is currently fighting with his phone.
What do you want to say?
Ah, there we go.
212 on breakfast, exclamation point.
Send it.
Yes.
Done.
All right. Thank you. You bewitching automated thing, you.
I have mine set on Great Britain.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's cool.
To get that many people to do that in such a short period of time, thank you all.
That's cool. That means they're listening.
It also sounds like I have no life that I get that excited about. The number of likes on a Rich Thomas breakfast, but
hey,
I do have
know,
a like.
Celebrate the small victories, you know?
Yeah. That, all the things we never got to today, like one of my favorite websites is F My Life, where people go to pour out their frustrations. First one here, and I was going to run this by Jacqueline because I think she could relate to this one. Today I realized I can't wait till my daughter moves out of the house when she is 18. She is currently 8.
Yeah.
It's not to really wish that, but...
Yeah. Well...
Some days are stressful.
Some days are stressful, especially at that particular period.
Today, I walked into the bar to meet my Tinder date and sat down next to him. Without looking up from his phone, his first words to me, "Push off, fatty. I'm meeting a hot chick tonight." Ooh. I guess he didn't recognize me with my hair done and in a nice dress.
Ooh.
I bet he was...
I guess she swiped left on that one.
Mm-hmm. Today, nice. The girl I've had a crush on for months invited me on a group hiking trip just so she wouldn't be the most out-of-shape person on the trail.
You got to have somebody to feed to the bears when, you know, they
Yeah, that whole woman and the bear thing, that died rather quickly, yeah, though, as it deserved.
But that's the theory, right? You know, I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you.
Today, I totaled my car while rushing to pick up my son from daycare. This happened as I was leaving the hospital after dropping off a wheelchair for my recently disabled wife, who is taking care of our newborn in the infant care unit. There's a lot. There's somebody with a legitimate gripe. But the thing on this website, you can vote. You had it coming, or you got a bad break.
Yeah.
Today, I saw a man on the bus with the strangest band shirt I've ever seen. I couldn't help but stare at it and try and figure out what the band was until he turned to me and said, "Why not take a picture, asshat?" Then got off the bus. As he walked away, I saw that he was missing an arm.
Whoa. Oh, that's awkward. That's awkward right there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, talking about the small victories, I remember a Calvin and Hobbes cartoon. One of my favorite cartoons, the 90s.
Right.
And he did the really courageous thing. He ended on a high note. He said, "I'm not going to do this anymore." But one of those cartoons was Calvin and Hobbes talking, and Calvin turns to Hobbes and says, "You know, what do you wish for, Hobbes?" And Hobbes says, "I wish I had a tuna fish sandwich." And Calvin goes ballistic. "What do you mean? You could wish for a spaceship. You could wish for a trip to Mars. You could wish for, you know, the White House. Anything you want."
Right.
In the last panel, there's Hobbes eating a tuna fish sandwich and said, "Well, at least I got my wish."
Yeah.
So it's the small things. So many people get all irate because they want, you know, they want a mansion, and they want a yacht, and they want a car, and they just need to be grateful for what they have. And
yes,
not what somebody else has.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, sometimes you don't learn to be grateful until you watch it all roll down your driveway at 10 cents on the dollar like I did.
Yeah. Is that Tommy Shaw? 69 years old? Oh, my goodness.
Where does it say that?
On your page there. You got somebody pulled up.
Yeah, Marty. Marty Mann, one of our favorite Facebook correspondents. Happy 69th birthday. Is that today? No, it was the 12th.
The 12th, yeah, last week. Or no, Sunday.
I got to put that picture back up on Facebook of the day he and I and JY reunited at their concert at the
Coliseum.
Coliseum, yeah.
Yeah.
That he came flying out of the dressing room, turned the corner, arms out.
It's lit up.
Yeah, it was really, really special.
Nice. That's so nice that they remembered you.
Yeah.
Because you're the one that...
We're happy to see me.
You're the one that met him at the airport when he was coming.
I was the one that picked him up and took him to Dennis DeYoung's house. And I don't think Tommy blinked the entire drive because this all... Yeah, he was at Kegler's Cove one night. He's playing with Styx the next.
Yeah.
That's a pretty quick...
That's a huge jump.
Big promotion.
And he was good. He is so good.
Oh, he's very good. He is a brilliant guy.
All right, sorry.
And humble as the day is long, too.
Derail us on this. Okay, are we all caught up on spots and everything? Are we good?
I do want to mention that on the morning show, when you call in, you qualify for some grand prizes at the end of the week. One of them is the works from Don Duncan.
Woohoo! Yay.
I just want to remind people they're there to partner up with in the ongoing maintenance of your vehicle with top-notch technicians to diagnose and fix virtually any problem that your car might have, and to provide regular maintenance so you don't have big problems with your car. Catch them before they become big ones. They're good at the preventative thing. With three locations to serve you, from high atop Mount Duncan in Millbrook, that's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Join their VIP club. Save money. Save 10%. It doesn't cost you a thing. Stop at any of the three locations or look up Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. Our final traffic at 5:56.
Well, I was looking around the area a minute ago, and we're just loaded up on I-65 northbound all the way through Montgomery from the South Boulevard past the interchange up to Prattville. 85 northbound loaded up a good bit, and we've got a lot of cars on Taylor Road, Troy Highway, 231 to Wetumpka, very busy. No major problems anywhere, a few minor accidents, but nothing really to get in the tizzy about. We do have one, though, Bell Road at Thatch, which is a few blocks up from Vaughan on your way over to Atlanta Highway. Had an overturned vehicle there. They're possibly still on the scene. Please use caution if you're in that area. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Get your nails done at Professional Nails and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? more than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can't